Welcome to The Author Show, where we feature new authors and books, from fiction to self-help and everything in between. You'll find it all at theauthorshow.com. That's theauthorshow.com. And now let the show begin.
Hello and welcome back to the show. This is your host, Don McCauley. Today we're welcoming to the program author Jodi Sharp, and Jodi is the author of To Catch an Angel. Jodi, how are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
Good. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, please.
Well, I was a special ed teacher, and I always loved to write as a young child, and about 10 years ago, I started writing novels.
So tell us about your book.
Well, my book, To Catch an Angel, is the second in this Mystic Bay series, and it's about angels that live in a town that I created, and they live as humans, and nobody knows the secret.
So who did you write your book for, specifically?
I wrote the book for women, young women, teenagers to 100, and that love angels or are spiritual. And also, though, men seem to like my books because there's a lot of mystery in my books and fun characters. A lot of people like my books, I've heard.
Now, could you say there's any type of central message or perhaps underlying theme that you would say runs throughout your book?
Yes, I think that the theme is that love and forgiveness and kindness are the keys to a happy life, and that probably we have angels all around us and we just don't know it, some seen and some unseen. We may meet them every day and not know it.
So if you had to choose, what would you say is the single most important idea you're sharing in your book that's really going to add value to the reader's life?
Well, I hope it's to find joy and to think about angels, and maybe that would give the reader comfort and peace, because I know it does for me. It's helped my life to write about angels.
So if you could compare your book with any book out there we might already be familiar with, which book would it be and why?
Well, I've been told that I write like Fanny Flagg, about little towns with fun, wonderful, ordinary characters. And so I love all her books, and she always inspired me to write about ordinary people, but mine's with a twist, because angels live as humans in my little town that I created.
So why did you decide to write a series of novels about a town full of psychics and angels who live as humans?
That's a good question. Well, I know people that are psychics, and I feel that people that are intuitive have a gift, and that a lot of people think it's not real, but it is. So I decided that I loved angels, and so I wanted to combine the two because they're both ideas that perhaps are questionable to others, but not to me, because I know that it's totally real.
So tell us about some of the characters in this book.
Well, I love answering this question. I love my characters, and I pattern them after people that I know, just their first names. But when I'm writing about Laura Jean, who owns the next door cafe in the town, I pattern it after my friend Laura. And so while I'm writing, I visualize Laura in this part. Also, Madame Norma is a dear departed friend of mine, the oldest friend I ever had, and she's the oldest psychic in town. My husband Dave was in this book before he was even my husband. And then I have Phil and Jim. I have a lot of friends that I put in this book, and mainly Maggie, a friend of mine, who I made her the main character. So as I write, I visualize them.
So tell us more about the storyline of the book.
Well, in the story, psychic Maggie Malone, a young woman, returns home after a failed relationship to the town of Mystic Bay, and she has her psychic abilities surrounding herself. She hears the hum of life in nature, especially trees. And she comes home and hopes to get a teaching job. But then angels start appearing to children in town. And she meets a man, that psychic also, writer Noah Greenstreet. And together they embark on a journey of finding that the town is awash with angels. But is the secret kept? That's the main part of the story.
So what was your favorite part of the novel to write?
My favorite part is flying the angels flying at night, because I always wished I could fly. I've always loved to think about that. And so I envisioned all the angels flying. There's one wonderful chapter where they all fly together during an eclipse. And that was the most fun to write.
So have you ever seen a human you thought might actually be an angel?
I have. My daughter passed away many years ago, and a friend of mine took me to Texas on a girls' week trip. And we met a man that I think was an angel. It's a wonderful story. And he showed up at one place, and then the next day, there he was again, 2 hours later, at another store. And then all of a sudden, he was gone. And he said to me, "See you at the airport." And it was a trying time for me. And it just was very, very strange and very, very exciting, because we went outside the store after we couldn't find him anymore, and he was gone. It's like he disappeared. It's like he was there for me.
So what do you really want readers to take away from your novels?
I'd love to think that readers would ponder the thought that angels might really be near us at all times, seen or unseen. Maybe we meet them upon occasion, and that they're here to comfort us and to help guide us through our lives.
Now, did your environment or upbringing play any major role in your writing?
That's a great question, because yes, it did. When I was a child, we had a lot of difficulties in the family, and so I used to draw and write stories, fantasy stories about happiness, and I think that's where it all came from. I think that it's very therapeutic for me to write, and that's why I'm continuing to write.
So what can you tell us about this genre and why you prefer to write in this genre?
Well, I love fantasy, and I think, just like I said, I think it's therapeutic. It helps my own life to go to another place, to create a world where problems are solved, self-esteem is improved, relationships are improved, and angels in the mix. It's a lovely way to think about life, and so I enjoy to write fantasy.
What's been your most rewarding experience since publishing your book?
Well, my favorite thing that happens to me is I ask people, friends, readers, at book signings, I ask anyone if they've ever thought they've seen an angel. And it's amazing the number of people that have had angelic experiences, or spirits or angels. Somehow they've met people or seen visions. It's very interesting, or been saved, they think, even by an angel, their life saved. It's fascinating. And so on my next book, I'm creating some of those stories, combining them into the third novel.
If someone were to write a book about your life, what would the title be?
Well, it sounds kind of schmaltzy, but I would say Finding Joy Through Sorrow, because that's what I've done. I've gone on a journey to just find the joy every day in the world. Sometimes it's hard, but sometimes it isn't. So that's my philosophy of life, to try to find joy.
How would you describe your writing style?
I think my writing style is very whimsical. I hope that the others think so too. I like to write about a charming town with charming characters and with whimsy thrown in.
Who or what would you say influenced your writing the most?
Well, like I said before, Fanny Flagg, Alexander McCall Smith. I love characters and homespun stories. And so those are my favorite writers right there. I love other writers too, but I love to create towns and the characters in them.
So based on your experience as a writer, what's the one recommendation you would make to authors just starting out?
Well, I'd say be your own best critic, but also be your own best cheerleader, and to keep writing, because it's a wonderful gift to have and to give to others.
If you had to choose, would you say you're more of a character artist or more a plot-driven writer?
I think both, because I love writing the plots about twists and turns and mystery involved in these books, but I also love to develop the characters and as I write, I visualize them like it's a movie I'm writing. And that's my goal, is to someday put them in a script for the screen, because I think they'd be great movies.
Other than selling your book, of course, is there anything else you hope to accomplish with it?
Yes, I hope to have people start conversations about angels, about peace and love and forgiveness and all the positive things of life, and not the negative, to draw in on the positive. I think we all need that right now, a spiritual awakening. There's a feeling that there's a spiritual awakening in the world, and I hope there really is.
So, in your opinion, who should buy your book?
Well, I would hope it would be anyone from teenagers to 100, mostly women and men too. Anybody that has a love of fantasy, spiritualness, and especially angels.
Do you have a website?
I do. It's jodysharp.com.
Well, it's been just great. Our guest today has been Jody Sharp, and she is the author of To Catch an Angel. Jody, thanks very much for being with us today.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed talking to you.
This is Don McCauley, wrapping up another edition of The Author Show. Listen to some of your favorite authors every day 24/7 by visiting theauthorshow.com. Just click on the book title and the player at the top of the page. These interviews are available to book buyers worldwide on demand. If you'd like to be a guest on the show and feel you could benefit by getting in front of your target audience with a high-quality media interview that will make a real impact, visit theauthorshow.com, fill out the form, and we may be contacting you shortly. You can also visit our audiobook store at theaudiobookmarket.com. Join us here next time for another great book and another exciting author on The Author Show.
Thanks for listening to The Author Show. Find out more about authors and their work at theauthorshow.com. TheAuthorsShow.com. Tune in next time to another great author on The Author Show.